And we are recording. Good morning. This meeting is being recorded. Dr. King, after you call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call of the board members and staff.
I will call the meeting to order for the regular session meeting, March 22nd, 2022, 8:30 a.m.
Thank you. Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bustillo?
Present.
Mr. Leone?
Present.
Dr. Cornwall?
Present.
Mr. Greer? Mr. Barton? I'll call their names again after staff. Ms. Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Present.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. I am present. Mr. Greer? Or Mr. Barton? Let the record show that both Mr. Greer and Mr. Barton are absent. Dr. King, the meeting is yours.
Thank you. The first thing we'll do as a board is review and consideration for action for the minutes from the February 22nd, 2022 regular session.
I need to have my credentials updated. I did not earn the title of fellow of the APTA, so that needs to be removed. And then I've also let my OCS drop as well.
I had a correction to the minutes from February 22nd as well. Under F for January 25th, 2022 executive session B, it says Dr. Leone seconded the motion, and I haven't earned that title. Although I was very flattered.
And that you said, do you know what page it's on?
It's on page 3.
Page 3. Okay. And Dr. Bustillo, yours is on the very top, correct?
Correct.
Of the minutes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
If there are no other corrections, we have a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the February 22nd meeting minutes.
Second.
Dr. King, members of the board, if we could just add to Mr. Leone's motion as amended.
Yes, as amended.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Ready to call the vote?
Yes, ma'am.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the February 22nd, 2022 regular session meeting minutes as amended. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next, we'll review, consider for action, the executive session from February 22nd, 2022 minutes.
Again, I do need to have my credentials corrected on this minutes as well, please.
No problem. Were you demoted, Giovanni, in the executive session?
I was demoted, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. If there are no other corrections, I make a motion that we approve the executive session meeting minutes with the amendment from February 22nd, 2022.
Second.
Okay. Call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the February 22nd, 2022 executive session meeting minutes as amended. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Agenda item number 4, applications for licensure and certification, review, consideration, and possible action for physical therapist applicants requesting ADA accommodation. The first applicant is Sarah Gordon. Is Sarah Gordon on the phone call? Okay, I don't hear her. So any discussion or motions for Sarah's application for ADA accommodation?
This is Dr. Cornwell. She spends almost all of her time telling us what problems she has with taking tests. And so I don't see her identifying a major life activity that's impacted. So I move that we deny the application, although if we want to amend it, we can ask her to resubmit and tell us how it affects her daily life.
Okay.
I second your motion, Dr. Cornwell, second the motion to deny her current application for ADA accommodation. Is there any discussion?
She's able to communicate with the staff, and if she wants to, she can resubmit, correct?
Yes. Correct.
All right.
Okay, and we'll call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to deny Sarah Gordon's request for ADA accommodations. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
The next applicant is Kristen Johnson. Is Ms. Johnson on the phone call? Ms. Johnson, are you
on? I am.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. We have your application for ADA accommodation. And wanted to give you an opportunity to briefly share a little bit about why you're asking for this and give the board of members an opportunity to ask a few questions before
sure.
we vote. So you want to share with us a little bit about your request?
Sure. So basically, I was just asking for extended time and a testing space in a quiet room. I have had accommodations throughout PT school. I didn't formally have them in undergrad just because my professors always let me stay after class to finish the test, so I didn't have any trouble with that going around that, like it affecting my grades. But I have a history of ADHD and anxiety, and so having the separate space would be very helpful, and the extended time as well. I get very distracted by others, so it was very helpful throughout PT school to be able to be in a separate room and have the extra time to read everything carefully and comprehend things. So that's what I would be asking for.
This is Dr. Cohen. Ms. Johnson, could you tell us how your disability affects your daily life? The accommodations are designed to allow you access to the test, but not necessarily make sure you pass. So could you tell us how it affects your daily life?
Yes. So my daily life, I take my medication for ADHD every day. I would need it just for things like keeping organized and staying on task to my everything I do during the day. Like when I read something, I don't have to reread it many times. When I go to the grocery store, it doesn't take me like an hour to get groceries by going up and down the aisle or forgetting things when I was already on that side of the store, things like that, that I just take the medicine for anyway to help me concentrate. And so, right, like, you know, the accommodations would not be for necessarily helping pass, but just to give me a good chance to be able to think logically and not rush and be able to read all the questions and interpret it correctly without having to just reread the question and not understand what I'm being asked.
What kind of accommodations, if any, did you have on your internships, externships in physical therapy school?
I didn't have any on during clinicals. I did have accommodations for, like I said, PT school, like the didactic work. And then for during the practicals exams during PT school, I was able to always go last, but in case I did need more time to explain or do the ask task to the professor, I was able to do that without messing up like this time schedule for everyone else. I also was allowed a scratch paper, which helped me because I have trouble like conceptualizing things sometimes if I can't write it down or like if I can't move or do it. I have a hard time understanding sometimes like what is really, like I said, being asked.
So your clinical instructors did not give you extra time to read the chart, to develop a plan of care or anything like that?
That was all outside of clinic time that I had to spend like doing notes and things like that. I was at a pediatric clinical, an outpatient one, and then I was at a skilled nursing facility and an outpatient ortho where we just saw one patient an hour in the geriatric population. So I didn't find that that was too difficult for me in that aspect because it was just all in my own time outside of clinic.
So do you anticipate that that's how you're going to practice when you become licensed? You're going to make sure that your employer gives you a full hour or lets you take the notes home to develop a plan of care or write the note?
I actually had plans to do my own independent contractor business and create like a PLLC. And that was kind of my actual future plans now after, if I were to pass the boards in April, I would like to start that and do my own company and see people in their homes like a home outpatient, because I think it would also help me take away the distractions of everyone else in the clinic. I found I had a really hard time during my pediatric outpatient clinic with, you know, 12 to 15 kids in the same gym as me screaming, running around, seeing OT, seeing PT as well. And I found that was a very difficult rotation for me. And it basically convinced me that I am not able to really thrive and show my best self in the pediatric outpatient setting, which is initially what I went to PT school thinking I was going to do. So it was good to learn that.
Thank you.
So it sounds like that it's Kelly King. Ms. Johnson, it sounds like that your ADHD and difficulties in focusing and concentrating impacted your ability to potentially impacted your performance in a setting where there were other people, other activities going on.
Right. I, like I said, I, in my outpatient ortho rotation, we were only seeing one client an hour. So I didn't have the, you know, kind of struggle with having a ton of people in the gym at that rotation. And then the SNF, it was during COVID. So we were seeing all the patients in their room. So I really, otherwise, that was the first experience in the pediatric rotation where I was with a ton of other people at the same time in the gym.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for Ms. Johnson before we discuss? Okay. I'm wondering, I'm just going to put it out there, just some a discussion point about potentially a separate room, but the same amount of time that any other test taker would, just to reduce potential distractions, but not necessarily extending her time. So just a thought. Does anyone have any other ideas or concerns or suggestions?
This is this one's a little bit more gray. But it doesn't, it sounds like she's developed some very good strategies in order to deal with day-to-day activities and get through all her clinical rotations. I don't know that her plan to eventually open up her own company probably would work, but I don't see her being able to do that immediately upon becoming licensed. It's going to take her a while to get things all set up, and where is she going to work, and is she going to be able to handle? I mean, it sounds like her CIs were pretty accommodating, and mm-hmm. she may or may not be able to find an employment that's equally accommodating. I'm kind of leaning towards denying the application.
It sounds like that most of the places and situations that she discussed, grocery stores and pediatric, you know, had to do with lots of activity and lots of different distractions around her. And I'm wondering if a separate room, but the same amount of time, and, you know, no scratch paper, but basically just reducing some of the distractions that she shared really caused some problems for her in her normal life might be enough of an accommodation to allow her access to the test around what she's on medication for, what she's been diagnosed with.
Yeah, this one's, I would agree with Mark, is definitely a little bit more on the gray side. Mm-hmm. I do think that there's been some accommodations. I'm not opposed to a separate room with the same amount of time. You know, sometimes double time just gives you more time to fret about things than to be able to concentrate fully. And it seems that most people are able to manage the examination in the allotted amount of time. I'm not opposed to a private room.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same thought as you guys with that. I'm kind of struggling with it because just from listening to her explanation on, you know, how this has affected her, from what I'm seeing, she's still able to carry forward with just her normal, you know, daily life. You know, it just takes a little extra time to potentially read stuff, like she said, at the grocery store or whatever the case might be. I don't necessarily see this impacting a major life function necessarily. So I'm kind of on the fence of, you know, whether it should be denied versus what Dr. King is recommending, maybe a separate room and no additional time with that. So just kind of struggling with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll make a motion and then we can discuss, vote on it. And then if it's ended up being denied, then we can go from there. Want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve Kristen Johnson's application for ADA accommodation only in allowing a separate room for the FSBPT, the MPTE exam to be taken, and not approving double time and a scratch paper.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion? We'll take a vote. Okay, we'll start there. Judy, we're ready to call a vote.
If the move been seconded to approve Kristen Johnson's request for ADA accommodations with the by allowing a separate room, but disallowing extra time and scratch paper. Mr. Leone?
No.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, everyone.
Wishing you all the best. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
(Clears throat)
Okay, and the third applicant is Catherine Toews. Is Catherine on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
We are considering your application for ADA accommodation to take the licensure exam. So do you want to take a second to give us a little bit of information about your application and how your disability impacts your entire life, not just test taking?
Yeah, so I'm sure as you read my application, you saw that it does really impact my test taking. But other than that, I feel like my personality is centered around being a little bit scatterbrained and around being a little bit disorganized. And so in my daily life, I can always just have 10 things started at once or take more time in the grocery store or have to repeat myself or reread things. So for example, I was teaching a class the other day at my church and I had started 10 different topics and everyone was looking at me like a chicken with their head cut off. And I was like, okay, let me go back and retouch on all of those topics. Or, when I walk around the house, a lot of the times I'll leave like things out or half of the things open and then I'll just come back and then redo them and circle back. So in my daily life, I just have made that part of who I am and kind of like embraced it that I struggle with all like focusing on things and then also with not getting distracted. But when I'm taking a test or in school or in a work fashion, it's a lot more difficult because that's not something that you can do. You have to be much more focused and taking a list and being organized like that. So that's mostly how that has occurred on my to counteract Dr. Cornwall's high on my clinicals. When I was doing them, a lot of the feedback that I got was that I didn't have a system and that I was slightly disorganized and that I took a lot more time that other applicants or other participants didn't need. And so I didn't have accommodations on my clinicals, but I always got feedback that I struggled with that. And so I would take, for example, on one of my pediatric clinicals, I took 4 hours after the time that everyone else would leave. So I wouldn't leave until like about 10 o'clock at night, looking over notes and just planning for the next day and things like that. So I would just take more time out of my free time to pass. So.
Can I ask, this is Karen Bustillo, how does it impact an individual treatment session?
Yeah, so when I'm in an individual treatment session, a lot of what I do was I would write a list of things that I wanted to hit, and then I would have that list with me, and I would check it off as I go, or I would print out the flow sheet even if I was working with the patients, and I would highlight the things that I still needed to do or topics that I still wanted to hit. And so it was really just about like trying to make a system where I was organized, and that's where I struggled being in a SNF. Because of COVID, I couldn't bring in a piece of paper or things like that. So that was where I struggled. But in an outpatient setting, that's how I managed it, or that's how I kind of counteracted it, was really like trying to be organized and trying to have a setup. Or even in an eval, taking in a piece of paper that I would cross off the things that I thought I was looking for. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Catherine? Thank you. Discussion? Giovanni, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm kind of getting the same exact thought, you know, as I had previously as well. I'm just trying to determine how this is impacting a major life function or her ability to actually sit for the exam. I'm not necessarily seeing anything that is impacting her ability to take the exam. You know, it may be more difficult because of what she is specifying to us, but she still has the ability to be in there taking the exam and a chance to, you know, to get through that exam. So again, I'm you know, I always want to take these things into consideration, and I can totally understand how difficult it must be when you have a hard time focusing like that, but trying to stick to why we approve or don't approve ADA accommodations, I kind of feel like it's not really meeting that requirement.
Dr. Cornwall, do you have some thoughts?
I think Giovanni put it fairly well. I think she's come up with some strategies that will help her during her daily activities. When she was on her clinical rotations, she didn't need her CIs to do anything specific for her. She did take extra time that was her own, and that was her choice. And she'll need to find an employer who's willing to let her do stuff like that. But I don't see any of her issues keeping her from accessing the exam. And I think that's what ADA was designed for, is to make sure people have access to the exam.
Okay. If there's no other discussion, do we have a motion?
I'll move that we deny her request for ADA accommodations for the MPTE.
Second.
Okay, thank you. It's moved and seconded. Do you want to call a vote, Judy? Is there any discussion? Sorry. Are there? Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to deny Catherine Toe's request for ADA accommodations. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Catherine, we wish you luck on the test.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right. So being mindful of the time, and we do have a hearing at 9 a.m., I want to make sure that we note that agenda items 4B and 4C, 1 and 2, don't have any actions for the board to consider. I think at this time, Judy, would it be okay if we take a brief break now to prepare for the formal hearing and allow Mr. Harris and the other attorney generals to get themselves in place?
Yes.
Okay.
I will stop the recording.
Okay.
And start it again at 9 o'clock. So be back in just a second. We are stopping the recording at 8:58 a.m.
Okay, thank you.
Judy, do we know whether or not